My wife still approved, mentor, volunteer for Ben to be. And our delta today is you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's an old proverb going back to probably the 12th century by John Haywood. And what that proverb means is that you can present an opportunity to someone, but you can't make them take advantage of an opportunity. Someone can open a door for you, but that don't mean you're going to automatically walk through it. Somebody can give you all the resources to be successful, but that don't mean that you're going to use the resources to be successful. Just like the horse. The man that leads the horse to the water can't make the horse drink. Even if you take the horse by the head and put his face in the water, the horse still got to chew up his mouth and drink the water. And so I thought about that this morning, and a lot of things, being an expositor, I thought about a lot of things. And the first thing I thought about was, why isn't the horse drinking? You would think that you would walk somebody, walk a horse to a fresh thing of water, then it'll automatically start drinking. So why isn't the horse drinking? Maybe the water's not. You know, they say, I've never owned a horse. But some say that if the water's not clean and fresh enough, the horse won't drink. So maybe the water. Maybe it's the resources that you have. It's not pure enough for the horse to drink. So maybe the water is, they don't have access to it. Maybe the horse don't drink because they don't know it's open. So I'm saying all this to tell you guys this. When the opportunity comes, and when the resources are presented to you guys to be successful, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. For an example, if you have a 7th grade and tutoring is available, but you never show up for tutoring, you can lead a horse to water and stay in it and drink. When you have someone in your presence that's teaching you how to carry yourself as a young man, how to carry yourself around women and around adults, how to respond to adults correctly, and you got all the tools you need to be successful. You got a mentor, you got a husband, you got an uncle, you got a pastor, you got all these positive people in your life pouring into you. But when you get out in public, you choose to do your own thing. Well, it's not like somebody didn't pour into you. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And I want to just share this one last thing before we get into the deal. What do you do when you lead a horse to water and you don't drink? Do you stop leading? Do you just give up on the horse? No. Here's what we got to do as a community. We have to always keep access to good, clean water. So that whenever the horse decides to drink, it's got to be available. And it's got to be there. You might not drink today, but tomorrow your lights might come. You might click. Something might click tomorrow and you're ready to drink. But if the resources are not there, if the people are not available, if the water's the wrong temperature, then the horse still might not drink, even when it decides to drink. So as a community, we got to make sure that we keep the water available, the resources, access to resources. We got to make sure that the horse knows it's okay to come and drink whatever you feel on. Can't lead a horse to water. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't